Final game between the Twins and Blue Jays. There's Byron Buck Buxton. Let's go to the top of the first. Buxton at the plate.
A ground ball up the middle, base hit center field. This will score Polanco. Rosario now will make third standing. Buxton holding at first base, and the Twins have a 1-0 lead.
To left, and it'll die for a base hit. One run will score, and the second run will score, and Vargas flares one to left. Rosario and Buxton both come in, and it's 3-1. Drive to left. Pierce back. It is gone. Yeah. A home run. Buxton with another big two-out hit, and the Twins lead it 5-1. Three runs batted in for Buxton, all three with two outs. Driven to left, deep down the line. He has another one. Home run number 12, his third hit today. We may be watching the emergence of a star. A drive to left is deep and gone. Byron Buxton with three home runs this afternoon. Jumped all over the first pitch. What a performance by Buxton.
Twins take this one 7-2. That was Byron Buxton's first multi-home run game. Kyle Gibson gets the win. He goes 6 2/3, 2 runs on 7 hits, and he strikes out 7. Joe Biagini, 3 2/3, 5 runs on 9 hits, and 3 walks. Byron Buxton goes 4 for 5 with 3 home runs. It's the first multi-home run game of his career. Here's what he had to say.
Just really try to go out there and not try to do too much. I went up there and tried to slow the game down as much as possible, and you know, they were throwing strikes early in the count, so I was going to be a little bit more aggressive today. I know yesterday I was a little bit more jumpy, so I tried to let the ball come back to me. Kind of wanted to be a little bit more aggressive and try to help the team out as much as I can to get on base as well.
Paul Molitor and the Twins come out on top against the Blue Jays on Sunday, 7-2. Here's what Molitor had to say about the victory.
It kind of stood out amongst the other things that were good today. You know, the two games win up here, he was huge impact in both of those games. You know, it's just one of those things where you watch him and he doesn't swing particularly hard all the time, but the ball really jumps. You know, he made some nice adjustments, I thought, in game. You know, the tapper to the third was on 3 consecutive curveballs. And then the next at bat, he saw 3 curveballs in a row, and the last one ended up over the fence. And, you know, I thought that was the biggest one of the game, considering the fact that, you know, leadoff triple by Joe and 2 outs, he's still standing over there. So that was a huge hit for us. Just, you know, he's got a lot of ways he can help you win games, you know, with the legs, bunting, you know, home runs, defense, arm. It's fun to watch some of that talent start to flourish. You know, I think he's, you know, shown ability to put a lot of pressure on the pitcher from the first pitch. You know, the fact that he's been able to jump on some first pitches here over the last couple of weeks. They're a little more careful with the fastball. Sees a lot of off-speed pitches, first pitch, especially with men in scoring position. But, I think he's figuring that stuff out too. So going up there with a pretty good idea of how to, you know, try to give himself the best chance.
A good day for Joe Mauer. 2 for 5 with a run in the Twins' 7-2 victory over the Blue Jays. Here's what Mauer had to say.
That was pretty fun to watch, especially in my seat. But he had a heck of a day. He's been playing really well the last couple weeks, and offensively and defensively. And 3-homer game, that's pretty good. Well, I think he's just attacking guys more. You know, that allows him to get deeper into games, which gives a little rest to the bullpen. So I think he's been going after guys a little bit more as of late, and I think it's been paying off.
The Twins resume things on Tuesday when they host the White Sox for a series at Target Field.